Hello again, you're with the news at one. Messages of congratulation continue to pour in for Rory McIlroy, who has become only the sixth golfer to win each of the sport's four majors. He finally succeeded in winning the US Masters with a birdie on the opening hole of a sudden death playoff. It was 20 years ago, almost exactly, that many of us heard his name for the first time. That was when, as a teenager, he won the West of Ireland Championship. Here's Siobhan Madigan reporting back in 2000.
On to golf, and 15-year-old Rory McIlroy has won the 2005 West of Ireland Amateur Championship at Ross's Point. The County Down teenager scored a 2-1 win over David Finn of Mallow in today's final. McIlroy surely is a real star and one to watch for the future.
Just weeks later, Rory McIlroy spoke to Greg Allen about his plans for the future.
And where does school fit into all of this? Obviously, practicing to be a professional golfer doesn't go terribly well with school, does it?
No, not really. I'm not really going to school. Haven't been in school for about 3 months, to be honest. I'm going to try and do some exams this year. I've got GCSEs and do as many as possible. I've got so much going on, golf and, you know, exams. But I mean, I can still go back and do them in November if I need to. So, the option is open. If I want to go back and do some exams, I can.
As we've found out through quite a few of our players, you can make a very good living in life by being even a decent professional golfer.
Yeah.
I always remember Paddy Carrington saying that when he turned pro, he just wanted to be a good European Tour journeyman.
Yeah.
What are your sort of long-term ambitions?
I'd love to, you know, play in majors and contend in majors, but I think a realistic goal is just to get on the European Tour first and see what happens from there. But I mean, if I turn pro next year or the year after, at 25 I'll have so much experience compared to, you know, people that are 22, 23 turning pro. So I think it's a good option to turn pro so early. So I'll get some experience and hopefully improve on tour while, you know, I'm playing. So.
And we'll see what happens from there. That was Rory McIlroy talking to Greg Allen 20 years ago. International golf broadcaster Shane O'Donoghue is in Augusta and he joins us now. Shane, 12 hours on, what are your thoughts?
Just the most phenomenal achievement. And for an Irishman to do it, extraordinary, Rachel, because, you know, we've always known of his potential. And at home in Ireland, you know, we've been following him for such a long time and they knew about him from a very early age up in Hollywood and in Ulster golf circles, even as a nine-year-old winning the world championship, junior world as it was then, that he had a little bit extra. But to see him and follow him over so many years and see him achieve what he's just done, it's the stuff that dreams are made of, and the relief that was witnessed as he went down on his knees after holding that birdie putt in the playoff last night. It was an outpouring of emotion because he's been carrying that burden of being a potential career Grand Slam winner for 11 years. And even further back than that, 14 years ago, you know, he was leading the Masters tournament by 4 strokes going into the final round and imploded. He was 22 at the time. And, you know, would he ever win? Would he crumble? Would, you know, this scar him for life? Well, within 70 days, he bounced back and won the US Open, his first major title. And it marked him out as something a little bit extra special. They call him a once-in-a-generation talent, and that's what he is. And just to see him finally achieve the career Grand Slam at 35 years of age now, it's just terrific.
When did you first come across him, Shane? Because the reason we dug out those clips from all those years ago was I remember at that time Greg Allen saying to me, listen, you should keep an eye on this guy now. He's going to be a big star. And funnily enough, I remembered that. But at the same time, I think we also found this morning an interview that you had done around that time as well.
Yeah, it's for me, you know, as I was making my way more specifically in golf, at the kind of turn of the century, if you will, and focusing more on the sport, I happened to fall in love with a girl from the Golfing Union of Ireland. She's now my wife, thankfully. And she had let me know about a youngster in the Ulster Golf Division. She was working in Leinster, in the Leinster branch of the Golfing Union of Ireland. She said, you've got to check out this kid, Rory McIlroy, who was 13 at the time. And I went and followed him at Hermitage Golf Club in Lucan in the Irish Boys Championship. And I couldn't believe what I was seeing, because he was a little boy, but he was playing like a seasoned professional. And he had the, you know, the swagger of an elite player at that point. And I managed to do an interview with him, which I still have to this day and have never released. And it was so revealing, because he was 14 when I interviewed him, and he pretty much revealed that he was going to turn professional. And I said, when are you thinking of doing that? And he said, well, the plan is to turn pro after the Walker Cup, which is Great Britain and Ireland versus the United States. It's the elite team competition in amateur golf. And that was going to be in 2007. So 3.5 years out, he had pinpointed the time. And I happened to work at that Walker Cup. It finished on a Sunday and he turned pro on the Monday morning.
Gosh, I think most of us at that age, 14, hardly know what we're going to do the following weekend, not to mind 3.5 years into the future. Obviously, Shane, his victory is front and centre here today, but how has it been received in the US?
I've got the American TV on all morning. Obviously, they've got a golf channel here, which is very comprehensive. And, you know, they've been waxing lyrical throughout the night and into the early hours. But the major networks, they're all covering the story. They love Rory over here. He, you know, has made a home in Florida. He married an American lady from Rochester in New York. They have a beautiful 4-year-old girl, Poppy. And, you know, they've, as I said, made their life over here. And he's adored. I mean, he's just box office. And I know that sounds corny when he's from Hollywood to be box office, but he is. He's just got that attractive appeal. And, you know, golf a lot of the times is like life. You've got your ups and you've got your downs, you've got your successes, you've got your failures. How do you deal with adversity? We saw every bit of it played out in the final round yesterday as he carried a 2-shot lead into the Masters tournament. The one event that was missing from his incredible resume. And He put us through the ringer watching him yesterday, but it was worth the watch. It was full of drama, and you know, that's Rory. It can be amazing. Sometimes it can be frustrating. Sometimes it can be disappointing. But he's an absolute born winner.
He's surely that. Shane, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the line. Now, let's talk to another Rory. Rory Leonard, he's the championships manager with Golf Ireland, and he played against Rory McIlroy 20 years ago at that West of Ireland Championships. Rory, thanks so much for talking to us about the other Rory. Will you bring us back to that week in 2005? What are your memories of it?
Thanks for having me on. It was fantastic. 20 years ago, as you said, he was something special back then. The interview you just played, I had lost to him in the semi-final that morning before he went on to win. And I had played unbelievably well, and he beat me. And he was 15 and pretty small, but it was just, even back then, you could see how special he was.
And what was it that set him apart then? How can you describe that?
Just the way he played, the way he carried himself. He had a quiet confidence about him that just it's as if he knew where he was going. His father Jerry would have carried for him. I knew his father quite well. Probably I'm closer in age to his father than I am to him. Probably, or maybe in the middle. But just the way he played, the way he carried himself, it was just he knew where he was going, and it was just unbelievable to watch.
What will finally getting there and winning all four majors, what will that mean to him?
I can only imagine it means everything. I haven't seen him for quite a while, but it's just to follow him from afar and see what he's done. It's the level he's been at, the close calls that he's had. Even last night, it was so up and down. It's as if, right, he has this, and then he's lost it, and then he has it. It was amazing to see. And for him, I'm sure it's everything he's dreamed of, and to achieve this must just be unbelievable.
This is also, I suppose, a great boost for golf in general.
It's amazing for golf in Ireland. Part of my job in the past would have been golf development, and It's just a case of everyone realizing, like, anywhere we're going to in schools or events, that the two people that everyone knew in golf were Tiger Woods and Rory McIlroy. And I think it's having, we have a world star on our doorstep that people probably didn't realize for so long. And they're now, like, there are six people that have achieved what he has achieved in the history of the game. And the fact that he is one of them from our small island, and everybody can be so proud of him. It's just great to see.
It certainly is. Rory, thank you very much for talking to us this lunchtime. That was Rory Leonard. He's the Championships Manager with Golf Ireland.